Écricom 2006, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 19. A bitter divide. Will new laws usher in sensible drinking or all-day binging? Britain begins one of the boldest social experiments in decades at midnight with the introduction of new licensing laws that ministers hope will cut worsening alcohol problems, but which have inspired gloomy predictions from doctors and police. At 12 tonight, 50 years of piecemeal licensing legislation will be swept away in England and Wales and replaced with the right to serve alcohol 24 hours a day. Ministers hope the move will be the beginning of the end for the high levels of binge drinking that is now causing public disorder and ill health. University professors specialising in alcohol say that such radical reform has never been attempted in any country, but they warn that lesser experiments among similar drinking cultures have been failures. Whoever is right, tomorrow signals a U-turn from decades of restrictive legislation on when pubs and bars could open, and will end the routine shouts from bar staff of "Drink up!" at 11 p.m. Ministers say that new police powers should shut down pubs that tolerate and promote disorder and drunkenness. Meanwhile, 5,000 covert checks will be carried out in the next 4 weeks to catch bars and off-licences that sell drinks to people under 18 to stymie the level of binge drinking among teenagers. Yet, a day before the new law comes into force, the government handed its critics more ammunition by saying that in the short term, alcohol-related crime would rise. However, none of the country's alcohol experts are predicting that the legislation will instantly cause an orgy of late-night drinking. Many pubs, who are expected to start opening late tomorrow night, are likely to serve until 1 a.m. on Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. But some pubs and bars will open well into the early hours, or possibly as late as 5 a.m, 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. 60% of pubs have applied for an extension to their opening hours. According to the government's figures, just 700 premises have asked to sell alcohol around the clock. But the experts, academics, psychologists and treatment specialists are unanimous that the move to allow 24-hour drinking is likely to increase crime, disorder and ill health. Doctors predict more cases at accident and emergency departments, whose caseload after 11 p.m. is already 70% alcohol-related. Until recently in Europe, Britain was ranked in the middle in terms of average alcohol consumption, though we drank more intensely. Britain's intake has been rising rapidly since the early 1990s. According to government statistics, 8 million people are at risk of harm from drinking, 25% of the population. 1 million are officially alcohol dependent. Evidence from Ireland, Iceland and Australia suggests that liberalising the availability of alcohol is followed pretty rapidly by increases in disorder and alcohol-related problems. Fin du texte numéro 19.